When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode, Bilzerian Underground, for some reason. I don't know why. But that's what it is on the recording thing, at least. Yeah. How's it going? We're recording.
Oh. Hello! Welcome to the Anti-MLM Podcast. I'm Francine Brown. No, I'm not Francine Brown.
Yes, you are!
I'm just kidding.
Oh! You confused the hell out of me. I was like, wait, what? I'm Emma.
Not like the voice. I was basically saying this is not me. I don't know.
No, we're good. We're going. It's my health check took too long to pass and we were being funny before we could record.
No, I think I just get nervous. I'm really funny in real life.
Yeah, me too. Just so everyone knows.
Yeah.
If we're not funny on the podcast, you can guarantee that we're
plan real fun life. More.
What?
I said my humor has to be more organic. It can't be like on, you know.
It can't be like written, you know.
Yeah, I feel you.
It's more about like finding the magic moment,
mm-hmm.
which I feel like we're really good at.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are we talking about today?
We are talking about... Well, I'm going to talk about Dan Bilzerian because my Twitter friend, Cool Ranch Heck Dad, last night was like, hey, are there any weed MLMs? And then he tagged me and was like, oh, Emma would know. And I was like, oh, my gosh, Dan Bilzerian. And I remembered we had talked about him and the CBD MLM a little bit on a previous episode. So I looked it up and it's. A lot of good stuff came up, so I want to talk about that. So, yeah. And then you have some things you want to talk about.
Yeah, I just have, like, two stories for you that one is, like, an embarrassing story of us back when you were selling your LuLaRoe. I have a story for that. And then
terrified.
I'm also going to talk about something that happened to me.
Oh, yeah! Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, and I also wanted to talk about my other friend, Jen, got some Facebook messages from a Monat rep, and I wanted to talk about that a little bit too.
Okay, so you want to start with your Dan the Man?
Oh, should we start with that?
Sure.
Okay, so... Dan Bilzerian. So if I don't know where to start.
Okay, well, I think that's where we left off in the last time we talked about him.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, so it basically, if you want to hear what we originally said about him, because we discussed him like very briefly, because it was very new, I think, when it first came around, but it's in the deep dive LuLaRoe episode part one. And like the first few minutes, we just kind of talked about him like.
Up, right?
Yeah, just like because he had just did the company Ignite, or it seemed very new. It was very confusing as to what he was actually selling.
And
kind of talked about like his marketing ploys, which was to use like really hot women, and like he was just selling his lifestyle, and it was cringy but very provocative. And yeah, we were kind of like, I think he's selling weed, but also just himself. And that's pretty much, we were like, I wonder what's going to happen with this guy. And that's where we left off.
Okay. So I found this article on Forbes from Chris Roberts. And the first sentence is, Dan Bilzerian, the trust fund kid turned poker player turned Instagram celebrity turned cannabis sector entrepreneur is pre-naturally good at spending money. So the headline is that his company lost $50 million last year. And this article is from July 2020. So when we had found this, like, I think I found like a Reddit post, and it was like they were trying to launch this brand, and it was like Dan Bilzerian like partying with all these like beautiful women and all these guys, like, you know, party lifestyle. And they lost $50 million trying to launch the company.
Okay, yeah, that episode that we started was in April when we originally talked about him.
Okay, so in April we found the little thing, we're like, what the hell's going on? In July, this article came out, and apparently, like, the company just, like, it says, the company posted $67 million in losses in 2019. Wow. And let's see. Okay.
I mean, that checks out. They didn't really have a product.
Right, I guess, like, they're trying to launch it. Let's see.
Using there what the actual product was.
Okay, so it says that the company issued and sold shares of its company stock, and the company also raised money via debt. So, like, he's just like, what? All these people lost so much money with him.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it says the company claims to operate in Mexico, Canada, Ireland, and the United Kingdom, as well as the United States. And it says that this brand is supposedly available in stores.
The brand, though, what exactly are...
It's called Ignite. Ignite is the brand of CBD products.
Oh, okay. So it is CBD products, because I think we were kind of confused on that because you couldn't actually buy anything from the website. You just had to put your email in at the time to get more information. So there wasn't an actual, like, product listed.
Well, okay. And this is kind of my first question. And I also see there's a little pointless anecdote in the article from the author as well. But I frequent dispensaries pretty often. And I mean, I don't focus a lot on CBD stuff, but, like, I don't know that I've ever seen Ignite, and, like, maybe it's just not in the California market, but I'm just kind of curious if maybe anyone listening has ever seen this product anywhere.
I'm in Florida and I have not seen it either.
Yeah.
And I also
go
to the dispensaries. I think we call them dispensaries out here. We call them medical clinics.
Clinics.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, so I don't know. I think that is interesting, but the author of the article says the same thing too. So I'm just kind of curious. But they threw a bunch of, like, huge parties and tons of models and influencers who are, you know, shilling the brand on social media. And one of the other things I found was this YouTube video that I had sent you.
Yes.
And it's really short. It's 3 minutes or so. And I didn't know how good it was going to be when I clicked it. I thought I didn't know if this guy was going to be pro Dan or anti Dan.
I couldn't figure it out either. And then I was like, oh.
And then I was like, oh, that makes sense. He's very pro Dan. and okay, first of all, he uses terrible, I'm just going to call them what they are, but they're slurs. Like, he uses terrible ableist slurs to, like, talk about people. And it's just so jarring. And then, so he starts talking about how you have to, only people who don't know anything about business are gonna be, like, slamming Dan for this, like, losing all this money or whatever. He's like, you gotta
this is Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Were you going to say something?
No, I just... Go ahead.
I should just, like, play a little clip. Or not even.
Pretty rude. Like, he just... And he's calling everybody fucking nerds and fucking, I don't even want to say it, but like just being obnoxious.
Just saying like really rude things and like just basically the MLM thing of like everyone who doesn't listen to us is wrong and they don't know what they're talking about. And Dan knows what he's doing because he's got the hottest B words. Like he's so rude. It's so misogynistic. I do say that word, but like I just don't even want to say it the way he's using it. But he's talking about all the hot women with the Ignite logo on their tits and their asses, and like how that is like how everyone knows that Dan is doing a good fucking job.
Like it's marketing, and if you don't think that, then you are a fucking nerd who knows nothing about business because like it's marketing. And you right. understand it.
like his number one thing is that there's hot women. Like the number one thing in business is to have hot tits and asses with your brand name on it. If you've done that, you've won, even if you've lost $50 million in a year.
But it's not $50 million, it's just like write-offs. Like every business writes that much money off. And you just put it on your credit card. Because that's how you do business and like the lifestyle.
Thank you so much. That's the part that I wanted to bring up that was like killing me is it's a write-off. Like that's how they teach you in MLMs is to, I cringe thinking about people getting audited for like writing off models as a business expense. Like, models, alcohol, like I know that people can write that stuff off, but like I'm telling you, throwing lavish parties like that, $50 million worth, I'm sorry. I don't think that that is like, it's not success.
And he said in there too that he's actually getting sued by his business partner. Did you look anything up?
No, I did not get that far.
Oh, because he was saying like, yeah, his business partner's suing him, so... Like, if you're putting your company down that far into the hole because you're, you know, doing extensive marketing and write-offs and your business partner wants to sue you for the money you're spending, I don't think that
it's
as great as this guy thinks. But, I mean, it just goes to show you that people can do stuff and, like, there will still be people that worship money and... like that lifestyle. And if anybody wants to say anything about it, they're going to fight it to the death to even make themselves seem like ignorant and obnoxious.
So true, because all of this, the YouTube video, all of those lines are probably fed to them because of this happening. Because whenever LuLaRoe got sued, we would always get the story. So Dan and his team are probably like, you know, coming up with the story, well, like, he just didn't like, our investors didn't like the way we were spending the money, but it's a totally normal business practice, and we didn't do anything wrong. You know, we just, you know, we'll get his money back because we're fucking Ignite. It's like, it's not how it works.
Yeah. It's sad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, okay. So I found the headline. Yeah. Apparently, the company's former executive vice president claims he was fired after blowing the whistle on irresponsible spending. So, that was Curtis Heffernan.
Hey.
Oh, $75,000 on a paintball field, $40,000 on a rock climbing wall, $60,000 on a Star Wars gun set, $31,000 on pool renovations, $50,000 on a bed frame. Okay, my bed's fucking sitting on the floor, by the way. Just saying, $50,000.
Oh my God.
$50,000 on a ping pong table, and $88,000 on a vault.
Yikes.
Jeez.
That's a big yikes. You know what's interesting is, like, when the first time we were talking about him, I was like, he reminds me of, like, a trust fund kid, like the rich kids of Instagram or whatever. And you just told me that he was a trust fund child. And I didn't know that the first time around, so. People just don't.
Yeah. They don't have any sense of, like, this just seems like, yeah, like a rich kid who's never had to face any personal responsibility.
And the sad part is like, this will not be the last we will hear of him. I promise you that much. Like, this, it's going to keep coming back.
Company. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that's kind of it.
Scandal.
Scandalous. Update. Scandalous Bilzerian update.
I hate him. I don't want to talk about him anymore.
That's fine with me because I'm really excited to find out what happened to you.
Okay. So I was at work and I was wearing my college hat. I'm currently in college still. It's fine. It's whatever. But I'm graduating this semester. So I was wearing my college hat and some lady comes in and she's like, oh, did you go to that college? And I said, well, I'm still going, but I'm going to graduate this semester. And she was wearing scrubs. And I started talking to her and she was like, what are you going to do? And I was like, well, what I wanted to do is like probably not going to happen, but I'm getting my degree in health. Like I wanted to go back to school to be a registered dietitian. But you know, I have a baby and young kids and I don't know if it's the right time. So I'm getting this degree and then eventually, you know, I don't know really what I want to do right now, but eventually I would like to go back to school to be a registered dietitian. But, So we were talking and like we really connected and she was, and I thought like, wow, this is cool. Like this feels like a moment, you know, like she's wearing scrubs. She was telling me about her story a little bit. Like she didn't tell me what she did, but she said that, you know, she works 12-hour shifts and it's great because she works the weekend so her husband can take her kids and then she has all week with them. And I was like, that's so amazing. I would love to do something like that, blah, blah, blah. So then we kind of left on like a, well, good luck to you. And she was like, I'll be seeing you again. And I was like, cool, you know, got it. Next week, she comes back and I see her again. I'm like, oh, hi, how are you? And she's like, I'm doing good. You know, I just could not stop thinking about you. And I was like, oh, that's so nice. And she's like, yeah. And, you know, you were just, some of the things you were saying about the kids, and I totally understand that. And, you know, I have a little present for you. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so sweet. And she gets out. I'm so, like, I'm getting angry right now. I'm just thinking about it. She gets out a little baggie, like a little, you know, like you would go to a kid's birthday party and then they have, like, little goodie bags. She gets out a little goodie bag and she's like, here you go. And I was like, oh. And she's like, yeah, you know, I couldn't stop thinking about you and, like, your situation. And, you know, like, I'm a mom and I know that you know, you work so hard and blah, 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 blah. And like, I feel like you just need an opportunity. And she's like, so in that goodie bag, I have my business card and I have some samples from this company that I work for. So bitch, you did not bring me a gift. You brought me some samples from your job. So I look it up. I open the bag. It's Juice Plus. You know what Juice Plus is?
Yeah.
Gummies that are supposed to be your nutritional, like, whatever. Their whole thing is that, like, the diet that you use or the diet that you eat doesn't give you what you're supposed to have in your daily life, blah, blah, blah. So, like, this is, like, a supplement for you. And it's, like, a fruit snack. And it says it has all these fruits and vegetables. But, like, as far as, like, vitamins go, it doesn't really have a lot of vitamins in it. So, it's, like, it's supposed to be your, like, vitamins from fruits and vegetables. Like, your ounces of fruits and vegetables in a little gummy. And she's like, you know, and you were talking about how you want to be a registered dietitian. So this is like right up your alley, which it's not because that is not the same thing as being a registered dietitian. Like I want to be a registered dietitian because my son had epilepsy and he changed his diet, which helped him lessen his seizures. So I could not just give him a Juice Plus little gummy and fix his diet through that. Like, that's not how it works. And if you really think that that's how it works, that's really sad. But also, you weren't thinking about me because you cared. You were thinking about me for a week because you're like, dang, that was a missed opportunity. I could have totally got this girl, you know? And she was like, oh, she said all the lines, every single line. Like, I know you're a mother and like you want to stay home with your kids and like you want financial freedom, but you don't want to have to like work like around the clock and you want time with your kids and like, you know, all the crap that they say. And then she said she's looking for people to join. She didn't say join my team. She said, I always am looking for people to like work with and blah, 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 whatever. But I'm like mad about that, right? Because first of all, I'm at work. I just told you that I'm graduating with a bachelor's degree and you're telling me this is a job opportunity for you. Like, no, it's not. That's not going to help me. And also, I'm mad at myself because, like, I'm very, very, very – I'm a strong human being. You know, I feel like I am – I can say what I want to say. I can say what I mean. But, like, I still listened and smiled and nodded and thanked her and did not say a damn thing about anything I believed in or my own personal beliefs or say, like, hey, you know that's a scam, right? Like, I didn't do any of that. And, like, why am I so weak that I just, like, agreed and then I freaking hate them? I ate him.
Well, you have to do field research. You can't blame yourself.
I'm literally so pissed.
They were free. You should have soaked him in vodka.
Oh my god, and they gave me a stomach ache.
They gave you a stomach ache.
Yeah, I was gonna throw up. Like for like the next 3 hours. I was like, God, I don't feel good. Why did I eat those? She gave me three samples. I ate them all like gummy. Oh god.
So you ate three times the amount of fruits and veggies you're supposed to.
I did. I ate them all. So she was like, we can set up a Zoom call or whatever you want, and I'll talk to you next week. She works the weekend, so she comes into my job like before she goes to work, and I was like, okay. And I'm like, so now I'm like, great. So I'm going to either have to, one, hide from her or basically like, okay, so just so you know, you're in an MLM and I'm going to print out. I thought about it. I'm like, should I print out the income disclosure and just be like, hey, just so you know, like 88% of people in your company make less than $1,000 a year. And that doesn't count the expense. Like, so the goodie bag that you purchased and the samples, I'm sure they didn't just be like, here's some free samples. They probably like, hey, buy these sample packs to give to people. And then she had business cards made. So that whole thing that she gave me cost money. And 88% of people in the company make less than $1,000 a year.
88%
make, and she probably uses them. She probably buys the things. Like she said, she was like, I know how hard it is to like be a mom and like feel exhausted and stuff. And like, you know, it's probably because of your nutrition. Like, I'm like, you don't know how I feel. Like, I feel great. Yeah. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Like, I'm not exhausted. I'm like, do I not look good? Like, this is not, your like little pills are not going to make me more like, get out of here with that. Oh, I was so pissed.
You cook.
Yeah, like, and that's the thing is, too, like, I'm super interested in nutrition and, like, healthy living. Like, I meditate, I do yoga, I go to therapy. Like, I do things that try to, like, you know, make me healthy. I'm not gonna, like, take a pill or, like, a little capsule. So, yeah, I am, like, mad at myself because, like, what do I do now? Should I tell her when she comes back to be like, oh, yeah, I just don't do multi-level marketing? Because I knew as soon as she said it, too, exactly what it was, because my cousin tried to peddle that shit, like, when I was like 18, she tried to recruit me. And at the time I was like, no, I don't want to do this. Cause she did it and she ended up with like thousands of samples and like vitamins because she bought, basically she bought them all. Wow. And so then she was like cleaning out her pantry and she was like, hey, cause it was right around the time, like years later, like years, years later, she still had all these like things of Juice Plus, like
really,
vitamins.
They can't still be
good. What's that?
Really, they can't still be good.
Oh no, they were expired and they were all hard. They looked like fruit rips.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? Like, you know those things you get at the grocery store, like they're like fruit, like leathers or whatever. They were like that. So she was like cleaning out her pantry. She's like, look, I still have all this Juice Plus. Do you want any vitamins? You're breastfeeding. You probably need some extra fruit vegetables. And I was like, no, I'm good. And so I totally knew what the company was and that it's all a bunch of crock of crap. But
and then she
pulled the COVID line too. You know, especially now we have to consider like our immune system and blah, 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 blah. And like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So you I'm questioning my, like, I'm a weak human being. I'm so weak.
No, I think this is a good point to remember, especially when it comes to abusive situations and things like this. Like, it is really difficult to know how to stand up for yourself and like what to say. And like, you don't need to pick your battles all the time. So like, but this person's going to keep coming back to you.
I know.
You're not going to stop. And I think because this, like, for me, it just, it creates an opportunity for you to share your values with her. I think it's funny because you just maybe like, tell her what's up.
I thought about, I'm like, should I print out the income disclosure and like bring it to her? Should I just tell her no, like, thank you? But like, you know that every excuse I have, she's going to have a reason. Like, I'm going to say, I don't want to spend the money on that because you have to like buy in. I don't want to sell things to people. Oh, the products sell themselves. Like, you know, should I just like keep giving her the excuses and see what she comes up with? Like,
I mean,
or just basically tell her, be like, you know, I actually, would be an anti. I don't want to tell her I have a podcast because, like, we are talking about her now. But I told my boss because he was like, What is that? Because he saw the little goodie bag. And I was like, oh, do you know what multi-level marketing is? He's like, no. And I'm like, well, it's like makeup companies and things. I kind of explained it. He's like, oh, yeah, I have a friend that does that. I'm like, well, actually, I'm like super anti-MLM. Like, I have a podcast and I, you know, I talk about it. And he was like, oh, yeah, those are scams. And I was like, yeah, see? Okay, thank you. And then, and he was like, so what are you going to do? And I was like, I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's really like, it's just an impossible situation. Like, you could stand up for yourself, like, but like, you could say whatever you want, really, is the thing. It doesn't, you know, I feel like silence is complicity, but it's hard if we don't say anything. I don't know. That's what I get. This is what I have a hard time with, because I feel like doing the podcast, we're doing a lot to get the word out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how much of that, like, and with just with, I don't know, like, how vocal should we be in real life? Like, how vocal, you know, like, how much... Like, I have a hard time with this because it's something that I'm dealing with personally with like other issues, but I feel like it kind of bleeds into this, like how much of me not being quiet is harmful to me,
yeah,
you know, and not necessarily like to other people, because I think about a lot of like the pressures I put on myself with like abuse and not speaking up is, I think that other people are going to hurt because I'm not speaking up. But that's not fair because I shouldn't speak up unless I feel comfortable doing so. You know, I shouldn't be sharing my story to help other people. It should be from me.
Yeah.
You know, like it's good that it helps other people, but like, it's really harmful to do it before you're ready, because if you're not ready to like hear what the other people have to say back to you, you know, like that is harmful and it's hard to speak up. So like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I don't know. It's something that I'm struggling with. Like,
right.
How much do you yell in people's faces about what you believe in, and how much do you realize that they have to figure it out for themselves? Like, what part do we play in being the person who is the one who's yelling, you know?
Yeah. And then if I, you know, sit there and listen to her and then don't say anything and then come and talk about her on a podcast, like, am I a fraud? Like, if I stand for something, you know, and right. she doesn't know about it, like, what does that say about me?
Right. But no. and that's hard. I mean, there's not an easy answer for that too. But and you're also at a job.
Right. Yeah.
And like, you know, she's crossing boundaries by doing this to you.
Yeah. Because I can't see how I really feel.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's really, it's just fucked up all around. Like, that it really sucks, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I think when you were telling me the story, I just think about like, fuck, you know, like you said, baby, she was like, oh, that was a missed opportunity and came back a week later. But in my head, I'm thinking like she planted the seed a week beforehand and did it on purpose.
Oh, really? Like, you think so?
Well, I mean, I don't know, like, because it just depends on the type of person that she is, I guess, because for me, I'm scared and like, I don't like networking. So like, I could see that person, I guess I was that person, like I'd meet someone when I was out and I'd be like, oh, fuck, I didn't mention LuLaRoe. I should have done that. I should have, when they complimented my shirt, I should have been like, oh, thank you. It's LuLaRoe. Would you like to come shop in my living room? And then I'd be like thinking about that, you know, but then I would never go back to like, you know, the fucking cashier at Petco and be like, hey, do you remember me from last week? You liked my shirt. Do you want to come back to my living room? Like, but the people who trained me, that's how they do stuff. Like they'd be like, I walk around Target and just say hello to everybody. And then next time when I go to Target, I'm like, here's a pair of leggings. And so like, I don't know, like she could just have those goodie bags and just be like, oh, I'm going to start. Or like, it could have been a challenge. Could have been like, okay, this weekend when you're out, find 5 people who you normally or who you remember talking to. Like, I don't, who knows? You know what I mean? But like, it's just so frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird too because she also has like a real job. You know, she was wearing scrubs and she talked about working 12-hour shifts. So it's some kind of like hospital job. So that's like her side business.
Yeah.
But she made it seem like that was like her real business. And I want to be like, no, I know you have an actual job.
Like, the company that I work for.
Yeah.
Yikes. Well, Juice Plus. Oh, I was going to say, I do remember Juice Plus. Someone tried to get my partner in a Juice Plus when I was in LuLaRoe. And I remember him, like, always getting DMs from this girl talking about Juice Plus. And he'd be like, what do you think? And I'd be like, I don't know. Like, I don't really care. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, surprised that he – that was, like, probably the closest that he's ever been to, like, considering one. Which really surprises me.
Well, then I just saw something that said they had clinical research.
Juice Plus does?
Yeah.
Well, did they pay for that clinical research?
I know. I'm going to look at that right now. That just...
I hate the idea of, like, replacing your fruits and vegetables.
Oh, here you go. Juice Plus company provides grants for most of the clinical research on its products. I don't know. Like, so I've been going to school for a while and like basically like the health model that I was taught or I'm learning or like through schooling is like everything's in moderation. There's no like perfect pill or anything that can help you. You just have to eat, you know, fruits and vegetables, basically a variety. And like from what I understood, that like there was no, like even all the research that we've done on supplements and stuff, like they're not, like there's a lot of research that says like even your vitamins don't really help as much as like getting it from food.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It just seems like anytime you take something and make it into something else, you're going to be losing some form of its potency, or just like you're adding an extra step into something that doesn't need to, like you're taking something natural, like a human eating a food, and then you're turning it into like this big man-made process in the middle. It's too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, is that how we live longer? I don't think so. I think that's fucking what's fucking us up. Like, we just keep putting all these chemicals and man-made shit into our body and wonder why we're so sick. Blah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that we can really help it. That's the problem, too, is that, you know, not everyone has access to fresh food. And it is very difficult for a lot of people. And it could probably come off as like a really privileged position to say anything different. But I don't think that Juice Plus is the answer. Like saying that Juice Plus is the answer to like, it's like everyone's trying to fix all the problems, but without finding out what created the problems, you know, they're just trying, we're just in a cycle of trying to fix these things without ever looking at why those things happened. No one wants to look back and say, why are we like this now as a society or humanity or whatever, because that would mean that it was our fault, you know, that we did something. That means that we would have to change it, not find a pill. Like, that's the easy way. The hard way is to actually fix the thing. No one's actually trying to do that, feels like, at least.
Yeah,
like on a society, like, no, I say no one, like, I'm getting in a bad habit of like speaking into generalizations, but you know, it just seems like the people in charge with the money don't actually want to fix anything, because then they would lose their power and their money. So we're just kind of trapped wondering if gummies with juice extract
not. Okay, like, well, I
thank you.
I don't know, I gotta like look through all that. So if you want to, like, I don't know, maybe feel like we sound stupid because we're like, we didn't research this, we're just gonna talk shit on a company, and then like it actually like has, but they did, I just did look up the FTC and they got a warning letter specifically about coronavirus.
Yeah, I think that a lot of this, like, is us in the process, like, second-guessing ourselves. You know, like, it's okay for us to say it's a shit company because it's an MLM and that they need to do better. And if their science is good and that, you know, they really are helping people, then stop being an MLM and, you know, stop doing shit that gets you FTC warnings. Fix it. Fix it now. It's okay to have a stance. It's okay to say that, even if they are, you know, giving people nutrients. Maybe.
Yeah.
Fuck them still.
But this is interesting. They're, this is what they said. They're so cringy. This is like what's gross. So someone put, I, for one, will never take the vaccine for the Wuhan virus. or hashtag Wuhan virus, hashtag Kung flu. I've never had an influenza shot. Why the hell would I get this one? Question mark. And I have never had the flu as an adult. Hashtag Juice Plus at Juice Plus. So that was one of their claims. And then another one put a post with the Juice Plus, hashtag Juice Plus, hashtag immune support, hashtag immune system, hashtag COVID-19. That links to another post with an image with the statement, more than 40 individual Juice Plus clinical studies have been conducted by researchers at leading hospitals and universities around the world, and captioned with Juice Plus immune support, immune system, hashtag COVID-19. So yikes. Basically the FTC is telling them that they can't say that. Like, that's an example of claims.
Yeah, I think. It just seems like it's intentionally vague and misleading to be tagging COVID stuff with immune support and their products when the clinical trials don't have anything to do with COVID trials.
Yeah, and then they also have income earning claims that they're saying that it says, it is unlawful under the FTC to advertise that a product can prevent, treat, or cure human disease unless you possess competent and reliable scientific evidence, including, when appropriate, well-controlled human clinical studies. Especially, and it's mostly linked to COVID-19.
Yikes.
But I guess they're doing a lot of those claims. So you can't claim clinical trials with COVID-19.
Don't do it.
It's not cool. But yeah, who knows? I mean, bottom line is, like you said, like, it's not the business model, the income, like, the income disclosure thing, like, and the fact that she used that, I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, well, I am interested to see how it unfolds.
Oh god, hopefully I'll like come back and tell you how I like stood up for myself and like said, yeah, you know what, multi-level marketing is wrong, and I know because I saw the compensation sheet that if you recruit me you'll get an extra 2% on your what is that called,
you could be like super passive aggressive and be like, do you like any 2% milk? How is it in the 2%?
So nice. So yeah, that was one. That was my one story.
Mm-hmm. And you have a funny story, right?
Okay, this other funny story is like, it's an embarrassing story for kind of both of us, but mostly for me and like how. Okay, so. My cousin is 9 years younger than me, and when we were growing up, she used to think I was, like, super cool, because I'm the older cousin, you know? Do you have an older cousin like that?
Yep.
Okay, so, like, I was, like, the cool one, right? Like, I was always styling, and I was 16 years old, and I had a job, and I used to buy a plane ticket. They live in Georgia, so I would buy a plane ticket, and I'd go visit them for the summers. Like, all by myself. And she always thought that was so cool. Like, I was a traveled, like, 16-year-old. Like, wow, you just get on a plane with your own money and, like, I don't know.
I love it.
So then we grew up, and now I'm in my 30s, and she's in college. And now she's so much cooler than I am. Like, she's, like,
oh my God,
the cutest little teenager ever. And she's just, like, teenager. I don't even think she's a teenager anymore. Anyways, but she's, like, now, you know, like, I'm aging and I'm, like, not hip anymore, and she's just getting, like, she always dresses cute, and, like, the roles have kind of reversed a little bit, and I'm kind of, like, a little jelly, you know? Like, I wanted to be cute, but I'm, like, getting old, and I'm realizing that I'm not cool anymore. But, when I was still living in California, she flew out with her mom for my brother's wedding. And it was right around the time when you were doing LuLaRoe. So this was like a couple years ago.
Oh, I think this.
And do you know where I'm going with this story?
I don't know where you're going with it. Like, oh no, I'm just like scared.
You're scared. So she flew out and she was staying with me, and I was wearing some LuLaRoe leggings, and they were not as popular in Georgia apparently. So she had come for the wedding, and she ended up coming home with me that night and staying with me in my hotel room. And so she didn't have any clothes, and so she asked to borrow clothes, and I was like, well, the only thing I have, like, are LuLaRoe leggings right now. I was like, that's what I packed in my bag. Oh, God. But, like, they were, like, basic ones, and then I had, like, it wasn't a hideous pair. It was, like, you know, it was like, geometry shapes, but it was still kind of, like, whatever. So she wore them. She's like, oh, these are really comfortable. And she's like, are you, like, and I was like, okay, let's go down to this, like, really local coffee shop and get some coffee. And because I was trying to be so cool, like, we're in California, like, let's go to this coffee shop. We're at the beach. Like, let's go sit. Wow. And she was like, well, can I wear these out? And I was like, yeah, of course you wear them out. And she's like, I want to move to California. Like, you guys just don't care. And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like you can't do stuff like this in Georgia. Like, everybody has to look the same. Like, you can't, you know, like, I'm like, you can wear whatever you want, like, whatever, you know, this is California, like, we do whatever. But in reality, like, what she was saying was she was embarrassed because she didn't want to be seen in those LuLaRoe leggings, but still didn't understand. So then I was like, yeah, like, you can wear whatever you want. I was like, we should go on Facebook and look and see, like, I was like, so I kind of explained to her, like, how LuLaRoe worked, and, like, they, you know, you get the prints and you go on Facebook and you shop on Facebook. And I was like, we should go on and look for some for you. And so I, like, I'll buy them for you and you can, like, take them home and wear them or whatever. Because obviously I wasn't going to give her mine. So we go onto your Facebook and we're looking at your leggings, which there were not, like, so I, like, went and looked, and, like, we kind of, like, we were at the coffee shop at the beach and stuff, so, like, we didn't really, like, do it then. But, like, you know, it's a wedding weekend, so I'm drinking. And as I'm, like, drinking more and more and more, I'm like, oh, yeah. I told her, I was like, hey, like, we should go on right now and go shopping. Because I always bought stuff from you when I was drunk. Like, that's what it took for me to, like, go shopping and buy LuLaRoe. Like, did you realize that I would drunk shop a lot with you?
I mean, I don't know if I knew it so much outright, but I guess now that you say it, I do remember you mentioning it.
Yeah, I would get drunk and then I would go and buy it. Okay, so, like, as it's the wedding weekend, and so, like, as the night is progressing, I'm like, oh my God, okay, we got to go shopping. So I'm, like, on the thing, and I'm sitting next to her, and we're in a jacuzzi, like, and I'm drunk, and I'm like, oh my God, like, let's pick out some leggings for you. And I'm like, we're, like, going through picking them out, and she's, like, not really saying anything. And I'm like, no, come on, like, these are cute, right? She's like, yeah, those are all right. And I was like, well, which ones do you want? And she's like, I don't know. And, like, she wouldn't, like, say that she liked them or anything. I was like, okay, well, I'm just gonna pick out a pair and send them to you. And these are, like, $25 a piece, right, plus shipping.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I ended up finding two different ones that I thought were, like, at the time I'm like, dang, you don't really have any cute ones right now, like. But I found some, and I was like, at the very least, they're, like, comfortable. She's, like, a gymnast. Like, she could wear to them, whatever. So I ended up buying her two pairs of leggings and shipping them to her house.
I remember shipping them to her.
Yeah, and I don't remember what they looked like. I was drunk, so I don't think I ever saw them, and I've never seen her wear them. And now I live in Florida, and she still lives in Georgia, but we see each other more often than we ever have in our life. She never once mentioned them to me. Like, I've never seen her wear them, like, not even, like, to bed or anything. Like, she didn't even say thank you when she sent them, but I ended up saying, like, hey, did you get the leggings I sent you? Like, she never said, like, hey, I got them. So I was like, did she end up getting them? And she said yes, and, like, was like, thanks. But, like, she's, like, you know, a little Southern girl and wasn't like, what the heck. So, like, I'm gonna ask her, because now that I'm like understand. But like I'm so embarrassing. I was like trying to be like the cool cousin and I'm making her wear like if she wants to go shopping, she wants to go to like Urban Outfitters and it's like not LuLaRoe. Like she's 20 years old and she probably doesn't even have them anymore. She probably never even wore them.
I probably wrote like some horrible note, like super cheesy.
No. And you probably put like goodies in there, like candy. Did you ever do that?
I don't know. Well, I didn't do candy a lot because I didn't want it to melt or ruin the clothes or like have people have allergies. I just always thought candy was super weird.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. So yeah, I can't. I'm gonna.
Oh no, I'm embarrassed.
I know. Like I can't even. I'm like horrified, and she definitely doesn't think I'm like cool anymore. I don't think. Oh no.
How about the podcast?
I think she knows. I don't know if she knows I have a podcast. Maybe.
I mean, oh God, I don't know if that would up or down your cool factor though. Maybe just leave it out.
I mean, I still think she's cool, but like I'm a mom now, so it's like I'm not like on her level. I think she thinks like oh God, I have another like not podcast related story about her.
Okay, well, wait, you are cool. Despite or even whatever if you have kids.
Okay, well, let me explain to you this quick little ditty and then you'll see like who I am now as a human being. Like it's gone downhill. But like okay, so this girl like so when I was in high school like I was a cheerleader and so that was cool, right? And then
this is the Grace cheerleader podcast.
Like, no, but she and like, okay, so that was like all I pretty much had. Like, she is a cheerleader, but she's like a gymnast cheerleader, so she can actually do like the flips and stuff. So, like, she's like really talented. Like, she can do flips that like I never even could imagine doing. So, like, she like one upped me on that aspect. Then she did like competition cheer, which is like I never did that because I was a loser. So, like, she like one upped me again. Then she is a singer, and so she was, like, the lead in her school play or whatever, her school production. So, like, she's actually, like, a really good singer, and I've always wanted to be a singer, but, like, I can't sing. I've accepted that fact. Like, I love singing, but I'm not good at it. I'm, like, tone deaf, and, like, I just do it in the shower or whatever in the car with my kids. But, like, her cool factor has just, like, outshone me in every aspect of everything in life. Like she kind of did a lot of the stuff I did, but then like upped me, you know, in every way. But so I was telling her like, oh yeah, I do karaoke with my kids, and I was like joking around like, I tried to get them to like film me, like my kids are like 6 and 4, and my oldest son, he was like, Mom, I'm gonna film you. And I was like, okay, cool, because I wanted to sound how like I was. And this is the story I'm telling her, right? Like exactly like this. So I was like, I wanted to see how like I sounded. And I was like, so I like had him film me, but it was so funny because like he didn't know how to work the video. So he like just took pictures and we were like laughing. And then I was like, she's like, I want to see the pictures. And I was like, oh, look. So I like flipped through and she's like, oh, these are live pictures. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, yeah. Like you can, it's a lot. Like if you hold it down, like, and she was like, you can actually like there's sound like here, let me see. So she turns my phone up and she hears the sound and it's like I'm like it's like a picture of me standing there and I look over and I go, oh my God, what did I say? Oh, I'm so horrified. I'm telling this story. It's a picture of me. I finish the song and I look over and I go, so how good was that? To my 6-year-old son who's trying to video, and she just starts dying laughing. She was like, oh my God, you are not kidding. Like, you literally had your 6-year-old son film you with your little $9 karaoke microphone machine that lights up. And you're like, how good was I to your child? And she was like, if that's not mom goals, if I'm not doing that to my kids when I grow up, like, I don't want it. I don't want to be a mom. And I, like, we were laughing so hard, but like, that's who I am now to her. Like, I'm like a joke.
I don't think she was joking.
Yeah, I mean, but like that's just like I don't know.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah,
that's my new That's my new cat story, but for you. I think.
Yeah.
How was that? How did I do?
What are you saying right now?
How did I do? How was that?
How good was I? Or something like that. I said, how good was that? How good. And my kids are like my biggest fans. Like, yeah, mom, that was so good. They're like sitting there like clapping and dancing. And like my son's like paparazzing me. And I'm like in a music video just like singing my heart out. And then I was like kind of laughing because like, oh, thank God he didn't capture that because that would have been really embarrassing for me. She's like, no, but he did. Like it's a live picture. I'm like, oh great. That's great.
So happy.
Yeah, but it's that cousin, so I'm going to ask her about the leggings. Cause...
Amazing. Thank you for that. Wow.
Yeah, I'm just killing it in all aspects of life right now. Eating the Juice Plus supplements, like, embarrassing myself. Like, I just need, like, I don't know, I need to figure something out.
Yep. I think you're doing great.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, man. Also, can I tell you another story that's unrelated but also funny?
Please. Oh, please.
Okay. So I was at work and then this kid was like making, like, I don't know if you ever remember. Did you ever have a birthday party at like a fast food restaurant? Like, was that a thing when you were growing up?
I don't know. I don't know that my mom would have ever been okay with that.
Okay, well, that was, like, a thing. Like, you had your birthday party at either a McDonald's or Burger King in the play place. And at McDonald's, I have this memory of characters being there. Like, the big purple guy. Okay. So, like, I don't know if that – it was, like, Chuck E. Cheese, like, kind of, but at McDonald's.
Okay.
Was that you didn't do anything like that?
I remember our McDonald's, like, I don't remember there ever being actual, like, dress up people at McDonald's. Were there dress up people or were there,
I remember, like I have an image of, like, the purple guy. You remember the purple guy?
Like the Hamburglar or the.
I don't know. I just remember. Okay. Well, maybe I'm just, like, so having weird memories.
I don't know, maybe. I mean, I remember, like, I remember, like, statues.
Grimace.
I
don't know what to That's call his them. Name. Grimace. Grimace.
Mm-hmm. Like, I remember likenesses of the thing, of the characters.
Well,
but I don't know.
I don't know. I just remember having, like, birthday parties at McDonald's. So, I don't know. It's something we did. It's like a memory I have as a kid. But McDonald's used to be like an American staple. And now it's like, you know, junk food. But one of the things we would do is we would get our cups and we would put like every single flavor of soda in into the cup. And it was called a suicide or also known as a Raven's Revenge.
Ooh, Raven's Revenge, huh?
Yeah, and so somebody, one of the kids was, like, making a drink, and they did that. And I started laughing, and I was like, oh, are you going to drink that? And they said, yeah. And I go, well, you know, that's – I was like, oh, we used to do that at McDonald's when we had birthday parties there. And this 17-year-old child looked at me like I was – like out of my mind. He was like, what? And I was like, yeah, we used to have birthday parties at McDonald's and, like, you know, the characters. And he was like, no. And I was like, okay, well, I'm old, but also, like, that was something that happened to me as a child. And I was like, these people think I'm so old. I also was talking about going to Starbucks, like, after in seventh grade every single day. I was like, yeah, when I was in middle school, I used to go to Starbucks every single day after school. We would walk to it. And someone was like, they had Starbucks when you were in seventh grade? I was like, what do you mean? Yes. Like, oh, my God. Like, these people think I'm just, I don't know. I'm just getting to that age where I'm like realizing I'm not a teenager anymore. Oh, also too.
I know too many teenagers.
Yeah. And then on TikTok, like there's this video and it was like, like they do these things where they go, say, tell me you're 30 without telling me you're 30. And somebody was like, if your hair's in a middle part and, or a side part and you're wearing skinny jeans. And I was like, literally me. Like, I had a side part and I was wearing skinny jeans. Apparently skinny jeans are out now. And I was like, oh, cool. So I called my sister who's older than me. And I was like, oh, my God, can you believe that like skinny jeans are out? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, well, let me see your jeans. And she showed me her jeans and she was definitely not wearing skinny jeans. She was wearing like, she was like, yeah, these are like wedgies from Levi. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, how come no one told me that skinny jeans were out? And I was like, also, I texted you a picture whether I should part my hair on a side part in the middle. And you said side part looked better. So why are you telling me to wear a side part when I should be wearing a middle part because I'm like not cool anymore? And she was like, you just have to like get younger friends. And I was like, the teenagers that I work with, they dress like they shop, like they don't, they wear like what we wore in like the 90s, 80s, 90s. Like that's the style right now. And I'm not wearing that. I wore that already. I'm not redoing that life. Like that was embarrassing for me.
You don't have to.
But I I feel like so old.
Looking up the Levi's wedgie right now, and I must have
them. They're cute. I actually have a pair of those, but I felt like those were mom jeans, and I don't wear those ones because I'm like, these ones feel like
mom jeans are in.
They're like super high, and then they kind of like, they're like not tight. Yeah. Those are the style right now, in case you're wondering.
Well, I got some high-waisted shorts last summer off of Poshmark, and I can tell you that I live in that shit when it's not cold.
Yeah,
I'm like obsessed. They're so flattering.
Yeah, I love high waisted, but all my high waisted, like I can only wear high waisted because like I have a super long butt crack, and so like it always shows if I wear any other jeans that aren't high waisted. Oh my
God. Working at American Eagle was the worst. Everything was the artist, super low rise, and it's like I don't want it to be super low rise. My ass is hanging out of this shit. Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was me. I didn't know you worked at American Eagle.
It was my first job in college. It was my college job.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yep.
That place smelled. I had like allergies and the smell of it.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. And oh my gosh, I spent most of my money on just the clothes there. That's basically what I wore. And then you got to like just like look cute for work. And just like stand there and fold clothes and talk to people.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh my God. I don't know what my cat is doing right now, but.
Oh, I wanted to share a major announcement that I can now put my hair in a top knot.
What does that mean? You couldn't do that before?
I can actually tie my hair in a knot on the top of my head.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really exciting, and it like stays that way. I like don't need a hair tie if I do it right, if all the conditions are right. So, it's pretty exciting, and I'm so curious to find out what your cat was doing because now, I can hear it now that it's not there.
Yeah, she's like batting something around the room.
So funny. But yeah. Oh, and then my mom said she would pay for me to get my hair done, and I'm really torn because I need a trim and I want to get it colored so that I can add color in the shower more easily. Like I want to get some highlights, you know, so that the color pops more.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just want it to keep growing, and I know it's fine to trim it, but I'm getting attached.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat too. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, my hair's so long. It hasn't been this long in years. But then also it needs to be trimmed, but I'm scared.
I know. And I just like haven't been to a salon or anything in so long. And now since COVID and with a kidney transplant, it's like, I'm just nervous about everything. But hopefully we can get vaccines soon. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I don't know. I don't know. Ours is like super, like, are they like saying who can get them and who can't in California right now?
Honestly, I haven't really looked at it because I mean, maybe I should be trying to get
maybe it. You guys might be able to get it because of the transplant, but like ours is like limited to like seniors and like the specific population. So like nobody can just go get one. You have to have like a reason.
Yeah, that's what I'm pretty sure it's the same here. But I'm not really sure because I haven't looked. But with the transplant stuff, it's kind of hard because I feel like they should tell us, like, offer to help us or something if we have that opportunity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they should say, like, we recommend you go get it and you should go get it now.
Yeah, like, we have it now for people who are the caregivers of people who have had the transplant or something. Like, because I know that he can't get a vaccination yet because we were asking about the flu shot. Because he was going to get it when he was on dialysis. And then after the transplant, they're like, well, we'll tell you when it's okay. Mm. Okay. So I don't know.
Mm.
Well, we've covered hot fashion tips. Good story. Lots of MLM news.
Mm-hmm.
The state of our hair.
Yes.
Now everyone can know that. I think this was a good one.
Yeah.
I feel good about
it. And we got to hear you laugh hysterically, which is like my favorite because your laugh is so classic.
Oh my gosh, it was good. I haven't laughed like that in a long time. Thank you. It felt really, really good. Oh, yeah. I was like, I just sit here and keep laughing because it feels good.
Yeah. All right, well, we will.
Oh, I want to talk about Cutco soon.
Oh, yeah, we forgot about that. We got to do that. Maybe on next week's episode.
I'll try and put together some more stuff instead of doing it on the fly. Oh, and I never talked about the Monat messages. So I'll do a Twitter friend. I'll keep doing Twitter friend edition inspired stuff next week with Cutco and Monat.
Okay. Let's do that.
Cool beans. We love you.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to us. And we'll talk more soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.